From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Charlie Crist has gained the endorsement of the largest gay rights groups in the state and the country. Equality Florida and the D.C.-based Human Rights Campaign announced their support yesterday. Crist told the Miami Herald that as governor, he would try to convince voters and the attorney general to repeal the state constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. Attorney General Pam Bondi is currently defending the ban in a federal lawsuit.
There's a bully pulpit that comes with the office of governor, and I think you can appeal to the people of Florida, maybe call the attorney general and ask her to let individuals in the state of Florida live their lives and keep your nose out of their private life.
The former Republican governor had previously supported the ban, but months before announcing his candidacy last year, Crist switched and said he supported gay marriage. Endorsements from the gay rights groups came even though Democratic gubernatorial candidate Nan Rich has been a longtime supporter of gay rights. In related news, the Miami Beach City Commission unanimously voted this week to offer transgender health insurance coverage to city employees. It is the first city in Florida to do so. Steve Rothaus covers the LGBT community for the Miami Herald and has been following developments.
At this point, it's believed that only about 5% of U.S. cities and municipalities actually offer this kind of insurance coverage. The bottom line is that, you know, surgeries today are expensive, and according to the Human Rights Campaign, these healthcare costs are really no more than covering pregnancies or cardiac care or other very mainstream kinds of procedures.
The new coverage would include transgender reassignment surgery or treatment for all city employees. Miami Beach's expanded coverage will help maintain the city's perfect ranking with the Human Rights Campaign. Each year, the group ranks how inclusive a city is of LGBT people. The policy change will kick in this October. Well, in addition to gender and race inequality, income inequality continues to be a problem in the Sunshine State. Florida, as it turns out, has the country's eighth highest gap between rich people and poor people. A new study from the Pew Charitable Trust shows only six states and the District of Columbia are worse. Miami-Dade is in the top 20th percentile for income inequality. Palm Beach is in the top 27th percentile. Jake Grovim is one of the study's authors. He says some people worry that the wealth gap hurts the economy.
The argument is often something along the lines of put more money in the pockets of these people and it'll help boost the economy. If they don't have money, they won't be spending.
Grovim says the recession only made income inequality worse, so Florida's job growth could help. Without income tax, he says, Florida cannot put as much money in its social safety net. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei.